let me give you an opportunity to have the chance that I just did, namely to hear him, perhaps for the first time. Here's Sam Stuckey.
Woke up today and dreamed of 50 perfect ways to make it big, sell all my friends the success that I might make. I'm always happy when I speak in a riddle or rhyme. It sounds so good till I write it out and read it a few more times. Just like my friends, the best ones happen all too fast. Sometimes my thoughts spill out to them like the best songs that I have. And now my problems are spread out to different states. If I need someone's advice, well then I'll just have to wait. That's why it's all just a waste now. 'Cause nothing gold or silver ever stays. So back up, just back up. I don't wanna waste your time. You don't wanna waste all mine. Just back up and go get out there. 'Cause I already got all mine. I already got all mine. Just back up. Whoa, whoa. The people that I'm closest to are here and gone in a day. You'd think it nice, I never have to get too close. 'Cause it's never been about the outcome, just about the ones you know. That's why it's all just a waste now. 'Cause nothing gold or silver ever stays. Now back up, just back up. 'Cause I don't wanna waste your time. You don't wanna waste all mine. Just back up and go get out there. Oh, 'cause I already got all mine. And I don't wanna waste your time. Just back up. Whoa. Just back up.
Sam Stuckey, I just made sure I linked to the correct Sam Stuckey Facebook page.
Yeah, I noticed that you were looking at the wrong Sam Stuckey. There are a few, and they're all musicians. It's super weird.
Yeah, I have to actually correct that one because I was looking at it, and it was Pittsburgh, and it just didn't sound like you.
I think he does country or something.
Yeah, he didn't look like you, but the pictures were a little blurry. And then I'm thinking, oh, it's a Sam Stuckey Pittsburgh. I'll work on that. I'll fix that.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, it's without an E. And I think there are several that have an E, C-K-E-Y, but yeah.
I when I was typing on my phone, I think it did put an E in there. Mm-hmm. Either my thumb did or I did. But anyway, we'll have there is a picture of Sam up on our Facebook page. It will have a correct link to his Facebook page shortly. Tell me about the song you just played.
Cool. So yeah, that is a song called Back Up, and it's off of an upcoming album of mine that will hopefully be out in June called Movement. And that, I think, is the second or third track on the album. And that song's about, I mean, close relationships and kind of being scared of them. And the fact that I feel like I'm a part of a lot of different circles I've been a part of a lot of different circles through college and then through trips I've taken. So a lot of my closest friends are now all kind of across the country.
Yeah, they're scattered, you mentioned in the song. Actually, in the lyric of the song, you mentioned states, and
yeah,
the way it was delivered, I first was thinking of states as in states of mind, states of life, stages of life. And then I took the more practical sense, and it actually, regardless of what you meant, it got me thinking, which is the mark of a good song. It is a good song. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from originally? Where were you raised?
I was born in born in Swickley, but grew up in Moon Township out by the airport. I went to school out in Ohio at Bluffton University. It's a really small Mennonite liberal arts school. And I moved back. Well, I just moved to Pittsburgh downtown. I live in Garfield now, last February. So I've been kind of trying to immerse myself in the music scene since then. And I've been working on this album and playing as much as I can. Just in the last couple weeks, had my first couple radio experiences, so this is definitely new for me, but it's definitely a really cool thing. So, yeah, I'm just trying to do as much as I can with music.
That's great. Did you study music at Bluffton?
That's right, yeah. I had a double major in math and music, so...
You're not alone. A lot of musicians seem to have strong math skills too. I'm sure you've seen that before, or maybe not.
Absolutely.
But they seem to go hand in hand many times. When did you start realizing that you had a strong passion for music?
When I was in middle school, after eighth grade, I had been playing soccer up to that point, and then I was at a music camp, and I actually injured my knee at music camp playing a sport, capture the flag, and kind of put me out of sports for high school, more or less. And so I
didn't mean to laugh at your injury. You just expect to get injured in soccer camp, at music.
No, I was going a little too hard, trying to be a hero at music camp. But no, I started kind of doing more with music. I had been singing. I went to a private school in Robinson and had been in the choir, but I was always more interested in playing soccer and, I mean... sports in general. And so when that kind of got taken away from me, I guess I started focusing more on music. And when we hosted a German exchange student in my 10th grade year who loved to write music and perform, and I wrote my first song with him that year.
That's great. Do you still keep in touch with him?
A little bit, yeah. He's back in Germany, and he makes more beats and hip-hop stuff. Definitely also doing stuff with music, so it's really cool to have that another spread out to across the world in this case. So
Sam Stuckey is here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. What would you like to play next?
All right, my next one is also going to be from that upcoming album called Movement. This one is called Used to Feel So Blank. Insert blank here, not the word blank. And this song is about kind of never being satisfied with what I have. That's always been a struggle for me. So this one's called Used to Feel So.
Anyone can do anything, that's nothing that is new in this world we're in. So why can't I impress myself with anything I do if I win or if I lose, if I lose? This making music thing, it is my favorite thing to do, but I force myself to write. Whoa, and when I'm not here singing, it's all that I wanna do. Now I'm here, and that's not true. No, that's not true. I tell you I never reach, I'm looking back, in all the golds in the thing that I lack. I cannot see the things I have. I used to feel so. Give me that. Give me something special, satisfaction in the now. I don't wanna disagree, whoa, or take away the thought I could be doing something else and I'd finish. Oh, so easy, so easily. I tell you I never reach, I'm looking back, and all the gold's in the thing that I lack. I cannot see the things I have, I used to feel so. Give me that. Different, I want a sound that'll make me stick around in the present without change. I need the same. The thing that I'm searching for is right in front of me. Let these eyes just see. Whoa.
Sam Stuckey, whose Facebook page is now properly linked on our website. It's amazing how I instantly knew, yes, this is the right one. That's just by the photos and kind of the gentleness of the art. And it, almost as much as I knew the other one was not the right one. No offense to the other Sam Stuckey.
And I wonder if he's out there listening.
He might be. He might show up in a minute thinking he's to play or to dispute. I'm sure you're a very nice guy, alternate world Sam. Years ago, I called somebody named Larry Berger, and it was only because I told the switchboard operator that my name was Larry Berger, and she thought I asked for that person, and she connected me to that person, and we had a really confusing conversation.
Yeah. I actually got an email from, I think, this Sam Stuckey, whose page you're on, and the subject was doppelganger, and he said, I think we should jam. I've been having the same confusion that you've been having, basically. And I responded and told him that I would love to get together, but I never heard from him again. Huh. So
there was a group in West Virginia called the Larrys, and it's because a lot of the guys' first names were Larry, not me.
Uh-huh.
It's good to hear you. I know you have been out playing out a little bit. Are you playing? I know we talked some time back, I think when you just got to town, about playing in Bellevue at the Farmer's Market. Are
yep.
you out pretty much on a regular basis these days?
Yeah, as much as I can. Yep. My next gig is on Tuesday. I'm playing some music at The Moth in Pittsburgh, a storytelling event.
Excellent.
They have a local singer who opens the night and then plays at intermission and functions as the stopwatch. So I'm doing that. And then two Saturdays from now, the Millvale Music Festival on May 12th. There's tons of local musicians playing at that, and I'm playing 10:20 p.m., so it's a pretty late show at the Happy Day Lounge that night. But definitely, if anyone can make it out to the Millvale Music Festival in general, I know there are some awesome people that I've been meeting, and there's so much good local music in Pittsburgh, and I think that's a great time to see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good energy at that festival as well. When you're playing out, is it typically just you, or have you put a band together? Or?
Yeah, it's currently just me. I would love to play with a full band. The album that I'm coming out with is going to be all full band arrangements where me and my friend John Stewart are playing all the instruments. He basically does the electric guitar and the bass and does his mixing magic. And then I play the drums and the acoustic and all the harmonies and vocals. But yeah, when I'm performing live, it's kind of just been me because it's been really hard to find a drummer. I think I've posted some ads trying to find people, but it's been tough. But I'm hoping to have at least, for when this CD comes out, some sort of show where I can find people to play at least that event. Because I have friends who would play for a single event. They just don't want to commit to the long-term
thing. Yeah, it's hard as a band, plus keeping everybody together and available constantly like that. It's not the easiest thing to do. When do you think that'll be out? Sometime this year?
Yeah, hopefully June. So because of the nature of kind of being a home recording, it's the timeline is hard to kind of nail down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting it professionally mastered, so I need to hear exactly from them how long the mastering is going to take, because all the tracking and the mixing is more or less done, but we just need to get it mastered. So yeah, hopefully June, hopefully early June, but I don't want to make an actual promise in case it falls through.
But some folks have heard me say this a lot, but you know, give a month, but not a year, or give a year and not a month. That'll cover you. But it's hopefully it'll go well. It can take a little longer than expected sometimes too. Yeah. I think Sam Stuckey is who you're hearing. It's good to know that you'll be playing at the Moth on Tuesday. And then a couple Saturdays from now, as you heard him say, he'll be at the Millville Music Festival. What would you like to do next?
This next one is called Driving, another new one. I wrote it with my girlfriend while we were driving one time. Do a lot of driving because it's been a long-distance relationship. So that's what this song is about. It's about driving and indecision. That's definitely a theme of a lot of my music. but yeah, this one's called Driving.
Sick and tired of raining, driving in your car. All the world's a stage, but we don't know where we are. I should have known. I love the sound of rain falling on the hood. I wanna crack a window 'cause the water feels so good. I should have known. The weather keeps on changing, but I don't mind. My indecision kills you all the time. Nothing's perfect, but everything's fine. I used to fall, but I changed my mind. I hope the sun is shining and all is good. I hope you find what you thought you would. 'Cause we're only human and we're always changing. And we should know. 'Cause when the sun shines, we get burned. We miss the cold we thought we would not know. That there's some kind of peace, but I know I'll never reach it. Oh, I should have known. The weather keeps on changing, but I don't mind. My indecision kills you all the time. Nothing's perfect, but everything's fine. I used to fall, but I changed my mind. The weather keeps on changing, but I don't mind. My indecision kills you all the time. Nothing's perfect, but everything's fine. I used to fall, but I changed my mind. I changed my mind, I changed my mind. I always change my mind.
Sam Stuckey with a song full of indecision and tentative thoughts and things that I like. You're a good songwriter. You mentioned you wrote that while driving, yeah. Right? And you strike me as somebody who cares a lot about lyrics. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so. I studied voice. My concentration was in voice, and that's always been kind of the thing that I try to make my music unique with is my voice, and lyrics are a big part of that, but also just singing in general. And also as a singer-songwriter, it's just vocals and guitar. And if you're singing boring lyrics, like, people don't want to listen to that. So I'm trying to make them as interesting as possible and truthful, which I found is an important thing. Just write what's actually on my mind, what's actually happening.
Yeah, and I guess that's probably what I was trying to say because, of course one would say a singer-songwriter is going to care about the lyrics he or she is singing, but it's quite apparent that you're trying to write with, and you are writing with a lot of clarity and honesty and authenticity. And that's not easy to do. I'm curious, on that song, for example, did the idea strike you as you were driving? Or how, can you sort of, without revealing too much, sort of help us understand the origin of that song, that it struck you as you were driving?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think I was just on a trip with my girlfriend, and we were driving. And I struggle with trying to be productive. And so, if I'm not doing anything sometimes, then I'm like, feel down on myself. So I'm trying to multitask kind of and write this while I'm driving to feel productive. And
when
get
you say you struggle with being productive, you mean you struggle with stopping being productive?
Or no, I guess like not just in the driving,
okay,
in driving, but I'm saying like at home in my daily life I'm only working part-time at a restaurant, and then the other days I feel like I need to really be getting music done.
Okay, so, that's the way I took it. So it's making the most of the minutes that you have. And anyway, so you're multitasking driving.
Yeah, and we're driving, and I think it was raining. That's what I was at. The one line is, I want to crack a window because the water feels good, but also I don't. At the same time, because I don't want to get wet. And then the weather is kind of a metaphor for something that's always changing, much like my mind in that song. And
Did you capture the lyrics as you were driving?
Well, for me, when songwriting, I usually start with like a melody, and kind of I've almost found it that my favorite songs that I've come up with, I just start singing that melody and kind of just singing whatever comes to my head. And I think that probably one of those lyrics, "The weather keeps on changing," just like came to my head as I was singing. And then I just kind of go from whatever I unconsciously was thinking about. So I think that's probably how that one came up.
Interestingly, so you did not feel a need to, I'm assuming you were at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
you didn't feel a need to pull over and write things down or to get out a recorder and
No, we did. We did record it on a cell phone while we were driving. And I think it was definitely different when it started. Like, the melody was a little different, and I wasn't thinking this kind of like Jack Johnson-ish sounding chord progression with like the finger slapping. It was more like it was going to be like a punk thing. But when I went back home and started like trying to finish it, that kind of sounded more interesting to me. So that's what I kind of gravitated towards.
Do you think a lot of your ideas come while you're doing something else?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best ones do. But I do try to focus at least part of my day every day playing guitar, trying to do something new. And in that scenario, I'm not doing something else. I'm just focused on music. But sometimes that's like the easiest way to get writer's block is when I am just trying to only focus on writing. So an idea will come to me when I'm doing something else. And that seems like the most, like the best things come to me when I'm doing something else.
Yeah, you need to seize those. Sam Stuckey here with us. We're going to have at least time for two more, maybe one more after that. I'll let you know. What would you like to do next?
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to do an older one this time and a little, I guess, more serious issue. This is a song that I wrote after spending 2.5 weeks in Israel-Palestine during my time at Bluffton, learning a little bit about the conflict that was going on there. And it's off an older album with my friend John Stewart, who's helping me mix. We also released an album under the Luna program called Whatever the World Is, and this is a track from that. It's called Take No Pictures.
Please take no pictures of me unless you expect to not like what you see. I don't want nobody to be looking at me. I don't want someone knowing it's me. Oh, people live how you let them, but some only live by a someone assigns, and I'll live by mine. That's the only way this world will work. To someone else, this is normal. To grow up believing in the words of a man who says, I need you to stay in your place now. Oh, I need you to stay in your place. But to me, that's far from normal. We were given our lives to enjoy them. If your vision is skewed from the path that you choose, don't let it become part of you. Oh, don't let it take over you. Like the man standing guard by the gate, if you pull up beside him, you'll probably have to wait. Roll down your window and get out of the car. I was told to never let you in here. Although I don't know who you are, oh, people will live how you let them, but some only live by your own. That someone assigns, and I'll live by mine. That's the only way this world will work. That's the only way this world will work. What is Where would you go and what would you do? Imagine a world where it's not about you. Would you be throwing bombs or flowers? Would you be throwing bombs or flowers? Would you be throwing bombs or flowers? Would you be throwing bombs or flowers?
Sam Stuckey, all beautiful songs with nice sentiments in them, really lyrics that cause you to think a little bit about the human condition and your own role in it. And you're a great songwriter and a good singer, too. Look for Sam Tuesday at the Moth. Will that be at the Rex?
Yeah, it's at the Rex Theater at 8 p.m., I think it starts.
And that would be May 1st. And then coming up in a couple weeks, he'll be at the Millvale Music Festival. Follow him on Facebook, Sam Stuckey, no E's in Sam or Stuckey. And look for his album coming out in June. There's time for one more song. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I might have not had a chance to ask you?
No. I would just say thanks for having me on, and it's really cool that radio in general is, this was one of, I haven't been this nervous for a performance, I think, because, well, first of all, it's before noon, and I don't often sing in public before noon.
Yes, welcome to the other 11, that's right.
And just like, it's, I don't know where people are listening, so it's more nerve-wracking, even though I'm behind this mask of the radio.
Who's Linda Stuckey?
Linda is my mom.
She's listening. Yeah, she just posted something on Facebook. Is she local? Or?
Yeah, they still live out in Moon. So.
Okay, well, yep. I assume she's listening because she liked your picture. So.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Mom.
What would you like to close up with?
I'm going to close with a little more lighthearted one. This song's called Killer.
Thanks, Sam Stuckey.
I've tried and I've tried, oh, I've killed and I've lied. Anything to get your attention. I wrote 20 lines about the look in your eyes, oh, but hearing them didn't cause you to see. I sang you the words from a 10-story building. No, but Spotify has nothing on me. 'Cause your headphones play what you tell them to play. Oh, and you shut them off when your headphones play me. 'Cause we're not on the same wavelength. If I'm an X-ray or a crest in the sea. But that doesn't mean that I can't keep on trying to get you to fix you and me. I die every time on your Facebook timeline. It takes longer to get back to me. I search for a picture that'll give me oh, those pictures are like a one-year story. But you only read mainly fiction and scripture, and there's no room for these fantasies. And the light that you need when you sit down to read comes from elsewhere, a place that I'll never be. 'Cause we're not on the same wavelength. If I'm an X-ray or a crest in the sea. But that doesn't mean that I can't keep on trying to get you to fix you and me. Oh, maybe I can be the slippers on your feet or the apple that keeps you so healthy. I'm content to be, oh, a flower by the tree, just so long as you notice me daily. So from what I'm sensing, it seems like you're sensing something different entirely. And it don't make no sense how it end up like this. I'm a killer, I'm so sorry.